This is False and Defamatory, the impact of defamation and weaponized social media. Trigger warning. This podcast discusses topics related to emotional abuse, gaslighting, verbal abuse, threatening language, cyberbullying, intimidation tactics, and thoughts of self-harm, which may be triggering for some listeners. The content includes descriptions of manipulative behavior, psychological distress, body shaming, online harassment, and other forms of abusive behavior and emotional trauma. Please take care of yourself and consider your mental and emotional state before listening. If you need support or someone to talk to, please seek help from a trusted friend, family member, or mental health professional. Thank you for listening. So in this deposition, we had just taken a recess from 12:12 to 12:45, and then we are back on the record. And my attorney says, "You understand you're still under oath." Defendant, "Yep, yes, sir." Attorney, "With respect to Facebook, do you believe that anyone other than Crystal Wrighton has trolled or made negative comments about you or your company?" Defendant, "In my lifetime?" Attorney, "And since Crystal and you work together?" Defendant, "Yes." Attorney, "Do you have any certain people or sites that you believe you would attribute those negative comments to?" Defendant, "No." Attorney, "Okay, do you believe that Crystal Wrighton has made fake accounts on Facebook to continue trolling you?" Defendant, "I do believe so." Attorney, "Tell me every fact upon which you base your opinion that Crystal Wrighton has made fake accounts on Facebook to continue trolling you." Defendant, "The same data that was spoken about on those accounts created were the same exact usernames reused on the blogs, and the same exact data was reconveyed again on those blogs." Attorney, "Anything else?" Defendant, "Nope." Attorney, "Have you done anything to investigate whether these accounts on Facebook that you attribute to Crystal were from anyone else?" Defendant, "No." Attorney, "Have any Facebook accounts reported your pages as spam or as not following the Facebook code of conduct?" Defendant, "I don't know." Attorney, "Are you aware of any?" Defendant, "I don't know." Attorney, "Well, either you are or you are not aware." Defendant, "I don't know." Attorney, "As you sit here today, do you have any awareness of any Facebook accounts where your pages were reported as spam or as not following the Facebook code of conduct?" Defendant, "Has it ever happened before? Is that what you're asking?" Attorney, "No." Defendant, "Okay." Attorney, "As you sit here today, are you aware of any Facebook accounts that reported your pages as spam or as not following the Facebook code of conduct?" Defendant, "I'm not aware." Attorney, "Have you had any contact with Facebook about any of these accounts?" Defendant, "I have not." Attorney, "Have you received or obtained any information from Facebook about any of these accounts, any of the accounts you believe are attributable to Crystal?" Defendant, "I have not." So the defendant has just said she's not aware if anyone has reported her page as spam or not following the Facebook code of conduct. She also says that she has not talked with anyone at Facebook about that issue.
Let me tell you, the devil works hard, but I work harder. That is the truth. Facebook has blocked me from all kinds of posts today. Luckily, we got a business support person online to tell me if somebody is specifically reporting my post. Somebody, like it would just be a random person. No. But luckily, they're able to tell us if accounts are like repeatedly reporting your posts. Because I'm not doing anything wrong whenever I'm trying to post stuff. So here's the deal. I don't know if you know, but I'm in a little contest. And in that contest, there is a prize of $175,000 or $200,000 car. One of those two. More importantly, I want to win because I know I can. But I don't know why my Facebook won't let me create any events. It also won't let me go live from my own page. That's why I had to get on this phone to do it. So if I have some different admins this week than you've seen before, it's because I'm trying to avoid whatever or whoever is reporting something on our page. Don't worry, I don't think it's random. We all know it's not. But Facebook has a business support person who's supposed to look into it and help us. Hopefully somebody will come through and tell us what's really going on.
So the defendant just said in this live video that she has a Facebook business support person and that her page has been reported and is telling her followers that, like, just somebody random, like we wouldn't know who it was. But here in her sworn deposition, she said she is not aware of any accounts that have reported her page as spam, and she She has not had any contact with Facebook about that. Moving on in the deposition, attorney, are you familiar with negative comments about you or your company on Instagram? Defendant, yes. Attorney, and do you attribute any of those to anyone other than Crystal? Attorney, generally speaking, no. I mean, I don't. Ask the question again. Attorney, have you attributed any of the negative Instagram posts about you or your company to anyone other than Crystal? Defendant, like, I had a customer complain about a return on Instagram, so I know who the customer is if that's what you mean. Attorney, okay, other than the one customer who you know who it is that complained about a return on Instagram, is there anyone else other than Crystal Wrighton that you believe made any negative comments about your company on Instagram? Defendant, yes. Attorney, who? Defendant, I don't know them specifically, but I've been in business for decades, so there's been more than just one person who's been upset about a return. Attorney, in the last 3 years? Defendant, yes. Attorney, are you familiar with anyone? Are you aware of anyone other than Crystal Wrighton that made negative comments about you on Instagram or your company on Instagram other than Crystal? Defendant, I'm sure somebody's been frustrated. Attorney, would any complaints about your company on Instagram other than those you believe came from Crystal Wrighton all be associated with some lack of contentment with their buying things from your company? Defendant, I don't know how to answer that question. Attorney, okay, the complaints on Instagram that you know about that you don't attribute to Crystal, what are those about? Defendant says, Donald Trump, if they don't like my wig, and I would like to pause here because one of the things that I had met with the defendant about when I still worked there is that her political posts were causing us to lose followers on the business accounts, her personal accounts, and she disagreed with me. And she has also made multiple posts saying that that didn't make any sense. That's why she was losing followers, and has said that instead it was H or I removing the followers.
They told me the whole thing that it was because I was making these political posts, and I didn't understand that because I would get so many positive responses about my political posts. So they were like, yeah, you lost 2,000 followers over your Trump post. And I'm like, God, that's a lot. Like, I'm not even that popular to lose that many in one day.
So here in this video, she even says that we had talked to her about her posts about Donald Trump and how that didn't make any sense because everyone is so positive. But here in her sworn deposition, when my attorney asked if anyone had spoken negatively to her on Instagram, she says, yes, if she posted about Donald Trump or if they didn't like her wig. She goes on to say, I mean, people can say their opinions. They also don't know how much money I make or what my tax bracket is or if I have cash or accrual accounting. So she is referencing if there are posts on the internet about her tax bracket. And there is an article that Alice wrote on GomiBlog.com. Again, the articles that Alice Wright authors on GomiBlog are on the homepage. And she made a post that I have read previously about the defendant. And in that post, the defendant herself was talking about her tax bracket. My attorney goes on to say, I'll object to the portion as non-responsive. H's attorney had the same objection. My attorney says, are you familiar with Canadian Pop-Tart on Instagram? Defendant, yes. Attorney, do you know who that is? Defendant, no. Attorney, do you have any basis to support any opinion that Crystal Wrighton is Canadian Pop-Tart? Defendant, I do not know who that is. Attorney, I'll object as non-responsive. Attorney, do you have any basis to support any opinion that Canadian Pop-Tart is in any way related to Crystal Wrighton on Instagram? Defendant, I do not. Attorney, are you familiar with Jake from State Farm on Instagram? Defendant, yes. Attorney, do you have any opinion or are you aware of any information that would support the opinion that Jake from State Farm on Instagram is in any way related to Crystal Wrighton? Defendant, I do not. Attorney, have you investigated Canadian Pop-Tart or Jake from State Farm in any way to determine who might that be? Defendant, I have not. Attorney, other than Gomi, Reddit, Facebook, or Instagram, are there any other platforms that you believe Crystal Wrighton was responsible for with respect to any negative comments about you or your company? Defendant, not that I can recall. Attorney, have you ever spoken to anyone with respect to the Keylogger report that investigated your claim that Crystal Wrighton is the author of negative comments about you on these sites? Defendant, I have not. Attorney, have you ever had any communication with anyone at Keylogger? Defendant, Keylogger is not a company. Attorney, okay, objection non-responsive. H's attorney, same objection. My attorney says, have you had any communication in any way related to Keylogger? Defendant, I don't understand the question. Attorney, are you familiar with Keylogger? Defendant, Keylogger, it's an act. It's not a, I'll let you finish. Attorney, are you familiar with Keylogger? Defendant, with what it is? Attorney, yes. Defendant, like the act of doing it? Attorney, yes. Defendant, yes. Attorney, and what is that? Defendant, it's where your keys are logged on your computer. Attorney, have you done anything related to or are you aware of anything related to Keylogger with respect to who made any of the posts that you believe were negative about you? Defendant, I don't understand your question. Attorney, okay, have you ever seen a report from Keylogger? Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay, what was that related to? Defendant, well, we've had Keylogger for decades. Attorney, okay, who is we? Defendant, my business and my family. Attorney, have you spoken with anyone with respect to any Keylogger report to investigate your claim that Crystal is the author of any negative comments about you? Defendant, I have not. On one occasion during a live sale, the defendant referenced her Keylogger reports and implied that she had gotten them back and there was incriminating evidence in those Keylogger reports about me.
I do. I see all things. Oh my God. And with the Keylogger, you really see all things. Y'all know what a Keylogger is? We just got our Keylogger reports back. And if you don't know what a Keylogger is, it's like, first of all, thank you, Jesus, for that. Solid one right there. But second of all, a keylogger tells you every single button that was ever pressed on a computer. And let me tell ya. Oh my God. Oh, mama. Sometimes we get thrown bones or blessings in the form of weird technology, and that was one of them. I literally fell asleep as I was reading all the log information. I was just like, oh my gosh. And like, it also means like, if you let your kids use the computer, I can see everything your kid ever typed to.
So the defendant clearly references Keylogger reports in this video and is implying that there was something incriminating in them. Moving on in the deposition, my attorney says, have you deleted any posts or texts or emails of any sort that in any way relate to the subject matter of this lawsuit? Defendant, probably. Attorney, and what are those? Defendant, I couldn't tell you specifically each one. Attorney, generally? Defendant, generally speaking, as soon as I found out that it was Crystal, I tried to like, how do you explain that? You feel gross and violated and you don't want anybody to know any more of your business. And you feel disgusting that you've thought somebody was somebody you didn't tell. Like, I don't want to see a post where, I mean, it's just gross. You think, more specifically, H, but I'll let her attorney ask me that. H's attorney and my attorney both say objection non-responsive. Then my attorney says, tell me what posts you have deleted that in any way related to the subject matter of this lawsuit, whether it be post or text or emails. Defendant, it wasn't a deleted post, it was archived. H's attorney says, objection non-responsive. My attorney says, so back to the original question. Have you deleted any post or text or emails of any sort that are in any way related to the subject matter of this lawsuit? Defendant, not that I can recall. Attorney, okay. Have you hidden from the public's view any posts that were in any way related to the subject matter of this lawsuit? Defendant, yes. Attorney, and what are those? Defendant, posts talking about H's and my relationship. Attorney, any others? Defendant, none regarding Crystal. Attorney, well, my question is not about Crystal or H. My question is, and then the defendant interrupts and says, related to this lawsuit. And then my attorney continues, this lawsuit entails a lot more than just something about you or Crystal or you and H, because there's lots of facts. My question is, have you deleted any other posts? I'm sorry. Have you hidden from public view any posts other than the ones between you and H? Defendant, not that I can recall. If I did, it was just so people didn't try to further get involved in drama. That's not my goal here. Attorney, have you ever retained a forensic accountant to investigate your claim that Crystal was trying to ruin your business? Defendant, ask the question again. Attorney, have you ever retained a forensic accountant or a forensic accounting firm to investigate your claim that Crystal was trying to ruin your business? Defendant, no. Attorney, have you ever represented, let me ask it this way, have you ever retained anyone to investigate your claim that Crystal was trying to ruin your business? Defendant, not that I can recall. I don't really understand the question though. Okay, well, let me make it real clear. Your position in this lawsuit is that Crystal has done and said things to ruin you and your business, correct? Defendant, correct. Attorney, okay, with that same definition of what you believe, have you done anything to investigate your claim that Crystal was, in fact, trying to ruin your business? Defendant says, I investigated myself. Attorney, okay. Other than your own personal investigation, has there been anyone else that has done any investigation regarding your claim that Crystal was trying to ruin your business? Defendant, well, if I can find the data, I don't need to hire somebody. Attorney, okay, I'm going to object as non-responsive. H's attorney has the same objection. Attorney, my question is very simple. Is there anyone else other than you that you're aware of that has investigated your claim that Crystal is trying to ruin your business? Defendant, not that I can recall. The defendant made numerous claims about forensic accountants and forensic data, including in this video.
I had to get the police involved and all this stuff, so... And they figured out so much for me. That and like we got a forensic data analyst and a forensic accountant, and they were able to do so much stuff that I could never figure out. We got all kinds of stuff. Got websites taken down. We got IP addresses, stuff I'd prayed for months.
So in this video, the defendant is talking about forensic accounting, forensic data. She says she got IP addresses. She got websites taken down. All of those statements are complete fabricated lies. By her own admission in this sworn deposition, and by the lack of evidence she turned over in this case, every single claim that she made about anything regarding forensic activity is a complete lie. Moving on in the deposition, my attorney says, okay, prior to working with you, did Crystal buy from defendant's company? Defendant, yes. Attorney, was she one of your significant buyers or customers? Defendant, that's a matter of opinion. Attorney, I'm asking yours. Defendant, I wasn't very familiar with her. That's the only way you can answer that. Attorney, I'll object as non-responsive. Before you hired Crystal, were you aware of anything about her buying patterns or how much she bought from your company? Defendant, no, and I told her that. Attorney, I'll object to the last portion as non-responsive. H's attorney had the same objection. Attorney, are you aware of Crystal doing any advertising or business posting about where she got her clothes? Defendant, like ever or during a period of time? Attorney, before Crystal went to work for you? Defendant, uh-huh. Attorney, were you aware of her ever posting anything to support your company and where she bought her clothes and that other people should buy clothes from you? Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay, tell me about that. Defendant, she wore my clothes. She purchased my clothes. Attorney, okay. My question was whether she ever told other people, whether it was through social media or by mouth, that, hey, this is where I get my clothes. You should buy clothes from this company. Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay. And she did, in fact, do that. Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay, and she did that both before working for your company and during her time with your company, correct? Defendant, yes. Attorney, you would agree that's part of marketing and assisting the profits of your company. Defendant, I would like you to define the scope of that question because no, she wasn't a marketer. Attorney, she was not employed as a marketer. I think we can all understand that. Defendant, yeah. Attorney, my question is, when people buy from you and they tell other people that's good for your company, correct? Defendant, correct. Attorney, and what's good for your company is more people know about your company, correct? Defendant, correct. Attorney, and the more people that know about your company buy from your company, correct? Defendant, correct. Attorney, and the more people that buy from your company, you make more money. Defendant, that's how it works. Attorney, do you believe Crystal Wrighton deleted any followers from your social media accounts? Defendant, I do not know. So we've already seen video footage where the defendant is saying that her two former employees have deleted followers. But additionally, later in her deposition on page 299, line 11, the defendant says that I did delete followers. My attorney said, okay, do you believe that Crystal Wrighton in any way deleted Instagram followers? Defendant, I do. Attorney, okay, and tell me every fact upon which you base that opinion. Defendant, I believe that to be true. Attorney, and tell me every fact upon which you base that opinion other than you've just decided. Defendant, I just decided. Attorney, okay, so no facts other than you just decided. Defendant, that's correct. Moving on in the deposition on page 114, line 9, my attorney says, as you sit here today, are you aware of any factual information that would support the position that Crystal Wrighton deleted any followers from your social media accounts? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, well, either you know or you don't know as you sit here today. Defendant, and I said I do not know. Attorney, you don't know one way or another, or you just flat out do not know. Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, okay, have you had any contact with Facebook as to any loss in followers on your various Facebook accounts? Defendant, I have not. Attorney, have you done anything to investigate a loss of followers on your various Facebook accounts? Defendant, I have not. Attorney, have you had any contact with Instagram as to your loss of followers on your various Instagram accounts? Defendant, I have not. So the defendant here says that she hasn't had any contact with anyone at Instagram about her loss of followers. However, in a Facebook post on December 27th of 2020, a portion of that post says, only to find out from Instagram that someone logged into our own account and was manually removing these followers, them. And this entire post is about H and I, so she is directly referencing us. She also admitted to making this statement in request for admission documents on request for admission number 107. So she has admitted that she has said that she had contact with Instagram and that Instagram told her that someone was manually removing followers, but here she says that she has not had any contact with them. My attorney goes on to say, do you believe that Crystal Wrighton has deleted followers from any of your social media presence? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, have you accused Crystal Wrighton of messaging customers and giving them your wholesale prices? Defendant, of say it again? Attorney, do you believe that Crystal Wrighton has messaged your customers and given them your wholesale prices? Defendant, I don't believe I've said that. I'll pause here because as the same post as the prior statement on December 27th of 2020, the defendant says, I've had the same people posting on that website message my customers and tell them my wholesale prices. The defendant admitted to making the statement in the request for admissions document in request for admission number 105. So she has said that, and she answered that she admitted that she said that. But here in this deposition, she says, I don't believe I've said that. My attorney goes on to say, okay, and as you sit here today, do you believe that Crystal Wrighton ever sent messages to customers and gave away your wholesale prices? Defendant, I don't know that she sent messages to my customers and gave them wholesale prices. Attorney, do you believe that in any way, form, or fashion, Crystal Wrighton disclosed wholesale prices of yours? Defendant, yes. Attorney, to who? Defendant, the hate blog GoMe. Attorney, and what did she disclose? Defendant, wholesale prices. Attorney, of what? Defendant, of my clothing. Attorney, all of it? Defendant, no. Attorney, of what parts? Defendant, parts that we sell. Attorney, what clothing parts specifically? Defendant, dresses. Attorney, anything besides dresses? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, the only thing you can recall is dresses having wholesale prices disclosed. Defendant says, my denim. Attorney, okay. Defendant, thank you for reminding me. Attorney, anything else? Denim or dresses, any other items that you sell that you believe Crystal Wrighton disclosed the wholesale prices? Defendant, off the top of my head, I can't recall, but I can read through them before trial and get you anything. As I've said in a previous episode, Alice Wright from GoMe Blog had written an article about the defendant's clothing in which she disclosed the vendor and her wholesale prices. Also, this article was written in 2017. I did not start working for the defendant until 2019. There would have been no way for me to have this information and therefore disclose it. So the defendant saying that I disclosed her dress prices on GoMe Blog, there's no way that that can be true. Additionally, no posts were ever produced where her denim pricing was revealed. However, as I've stated in a previous episode, she freely would say who her denim supplier is. So if there was someone who had access to wholesale prices for that denim supplier, they would have been able to disclose that information also. But I have never disclosed the defendant's prices for anything. That is something in my 18-year career in business that I know is very confidential and very sensitive information.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Moving on in the deposition, my attorney says, okay, you understand that you have a duty to supplement your discovery, your deposition with all answers are true and correct. Defendant, yes. Attorney, and you're going to do that when you sign your deposition. Defendant, I don't understand your question. Attorney, you're going to make sure that all your answers in your deposition today have been true and correct to the best of your knowledge, correct? Defendant, yes. Attorney, other than wholesale prices being on GoMe, is there any other information that you believe supports your opinion that Crystal Wrighton disclosed wholesale prices? Defendant, other than her disclosing the wholesale prices, is there any, just so I can be clear of your question, are you asking me that other than her disclosing the wholesale prices, is there any other proof that she disclosed the wholesale price? My attorney says, objectives not non-responsive. Defendant says, I'm just trying to understand. My attorney says, other than posting on GoMe, defendant says, attorney, which you said she did, defendant, attorney, to disclose wholesale prices. That's what you've told us so far, correct? Defendant, attorney, other than posting wholesale prices on GoMe, is there anything else that Crystal Wrighton did where she disclosed wholesale prices? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, to your knowledge, the only thing that Crystal Wrighton did, in your opinion, to disclose wholesale prices was posted on GoMe, correct? Defendant, I don't recall. Attorney, that's all you recall is a posting. Defendant, at this time. Attorney, at this time, the only thing that you are aware of and recall with respect to anything that would support your position that Crystal Wrighton posted or disclosed wholesale prices was a post on GoMe, correct? Defendant, yes, because what else do you need? I just want to make sure we're on the same page. H's attorney says, I'll object as non-responsive. My attorney says, we are going to be on the same page, I promise you. Defendant says, okay. Attorney, so my question is, other than Crystal Wrighton, in your opinion, as you sit here today, posting wholesale prices on GoMe, is there any other place or way that you believe Crystal Wrighton disclosed wholesale prices? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, the only one you know of today that you believe would support your position that Crystal Wrighton disclosed wholesale prices is a post on GoMe, correct? Defendant, as far as I know. Attorney, do you believe Crystal Wrighton deleted customers from your company's email list? Defendant, I don't know. I'll pause here because in a post on June 15th, 2021, among other posts, the defendant states, my email list was compromised. She also admitted making this statement in the request for admission documents in request for admission 273. So whenever she says she doesn't know if I have deleted customers from her email list, she has contradicted herself with her social media posts. My attorney goes on to say, do you believe Crystal Wrighton has ever stalked you? Defendant says, yes. I would like to point out that the Bartonville police report says, I've exhausted all resources in this case and have not found any crimes that have been committed. Stalking is a crime. She has in her hands this police report that says no crimes have been committed, yet she still says yes to, does she think that I have stalked her? My attorney goes on to say, tell me every fact upon which you base your opinion that Crystal Wrighton has stalked you. Defendant, GoMe, the whole site, just take a seat and read up. I don't know what else you call that. Attorney, other than posts on GoMe, is there any other factual information that you're aware of that would support your position that Crystal Wrighton has stalked you? Defendant, we are in a lawsuit over me saying on the internet that Crystal Wrighton did the things that I say that she did, and I've never had an issue with that woman in my entire life, not once, and never said a terse word to her. She had no reason to be angry with me, and the exact conversations that I had with that woman are on the internet right now, so that's my position. My attorney and H's attorney both say, objection, non-responsive. My attorney then says, my question is, other than posts on GoMe, is there any other information that you are aware of that would support your position that Crystal Wrighton has stalked you? Defendant, the fact that we're in a lawsuit, Reddit, GoMe, posts on Instagram, posts on Facebook, let me know if you want a yes or no answer, or if you want, like, I don't want to get in trouble for saying a paragraph, but some of them require a paragraph. Both my attorney and H's attorney say objection, non-responsive. The defendant again says, what does that mean when you say that? And then her attorney once again says, just answer the questions he asks you. Defendant says, but it is like a whole paragraph. What does it mean when they say non-responsive? Her attorney says, just answer the questions that he asks you. My attorney says, you all want to take a break? The defendant says, no. The defendant's attorney says, no, we're good. My attorney says, I'm talking to you, indicating the defendant's attorney. The defendant's attorney says, we're good. My attorney says, and anytime you want to take a break to help her understand, I'm happy for you to have a break. Her attorney says, I'll let you know, I understand. My attorney goes on to say, other than the posts on GoMe, Reddit, Facebook, and Instagram, is there anything else that you believe supports your position that Crystal Wrighton has or is stalking you? Defendant, not that I can recall. Attorney, have you ever spoken negatively about anyone on social media? Defendant, not that I can recall. I'll pause here. In an earlier episode, we saw where the defendant had created a Instagram account to say negative things about a woman she suspected was a troll, and that person was a teacher. The defendant told myself and her husband that she also contacted that teacher's school, among making some really unfavorable comments on that person's social media. The defendant has spoken negatively about multiple people and businesses on social media, including her former interior designer. That interior designer gave us files that showed the defendant speaking negatively about her and her company. Because of the massive amount of evidence that we had against the defendant in my case, because her defamation was constant and ongoing, ongoing, we did not end up needing to use the files from the interior designer, but we did have it to show pattern if we needed to. My attorney goes on to say, do you know the defendant's former interior designer? Says her name. The defendant says, who? My attorney says her name again. Defendant says, who is that? Attorney says, I'm asking you if you know the interior designer's name. Defendant says, that name sounds familiar. I don't know. Can you tell me? My attorney says, I'll object as non-responsive. My question is pretty simple. Do you know interior designer's name? Defendant, that name sounds really familiar. Attorney, okay. Other than some vague familiarity, do you have any other knowledge of interior designer's name? Defendant, who is that? I feel like I know who that is, and I just cannot think of who it is, but it seems very familiar in my head. Attorney, have you ever made any negative comments about her on social media? Defendant, who is interior designer's name? I don't know. Attorney, do you know if any of your followers have contacted her about things that you've said about her on social media? Defendant, you can't tell me who that is? H's attorney and my attorney both say objection non-responsive. Defendant says, who is interior designer's name? You said she has followers? Say the last part again. Attorney, do you know if any of your followers have contacted interior designer's name about anything that you said about her on social media? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, do you know where Crystal is currently employed? Defendant, no. Attorney, if you find out where she's currently employed, would you make any attempts to contact her current employer to cause her any harm? Defendant, absolutely not. I would like to pause here. The reason that this question was asked was for a few reasons. One being the other teacher that she had made the Instagram account, I'm a teacher and a troll, about. Additionally, the defendant has repeatedly talked about me not having a job. When all of this started, I was at the end of the interview process with a job that I have talked about before, and then all of this started happening and I never heard from them again. So I was very concerned that the defendant would find out where I was working and would contact them in some way because this has been a pattern for her in the past. So on multiple occasions, the defendant has made comments about how I don't have a job. And my question to that is, how would she know that I didn't have a job if she didn't have anything to do with me not getting the job that I had completed interviews for when all of this first started?
She's talking about people being paycheck to paycheck. Got a job.
Additionally, a few weeks ago, the defendant made a live video continuing her false and defamatory narrative, and in that video, she disclosed that I am a teacher.
She said that my followers were threatening her life. She feared that she was going to get assaulted. She couldn't even go to Costco or church anymore. But yet, she's a teacher. Are you fucking serious?
My attorney goes on to say, are you familiar with a company called, the company that I was interviewing with? The defendant says no. My attorney says, have you ever had any contact with a company called the company? The defendant says no. So that line of questioning didn't really go anywhere because the defendant was saying no. But I would also like to point out that the defendant has already demonstrated severe inconsistencies so far in this deposition, and we are not even halfway through. So here she says that she has never heard of this company and has never had any contact with anyone at that company, but it's really impossible to know because of the other inconsistencies, such as her not even realizing who her former interior designer was when she spoke about that for months and months and months. My attorney goes on to say, have you ever spoken with the FBI about anything related to this case? Defendant, yes. Attorney, who did you speak with at the FBI? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, tell me everything. Well, how many times have you spoken with someone at the FBI about this case? Defendant, twice. Attorney, and what form did that take? Defendant, I don't understand. Attorney, call, in-person meeting, emails? Defendant, emails and calls. Attorney, how many times did you have a call with the FBI regarding this lawsuit? Defendant, maybe 3 times. Attorney, and how long did those calls last? Defendant, oh, I don't recall. Attorney, do you have a phone number you called to speak with someone at the FBI? Defendant, no. Attorney, do you know the name of the person you spoke with? Defendant, no. Attorney, tell me the substance of the conversation that you had with the FBI regarding this lawsuit. Defendant, I explained what was going on. Attorney, and what was their response? Defendant, I'm sorry. Attorney, did they take any action? Defendant, at this time, there has been no legal action taken. Attorney, I appreciate that. I'll object as non-responsive. My question is, when you spoke with the FBI, did they take any action? Defendant, they handled my claim. Attorney, did they take any affirmative action other than telling you they're sorry? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, as you sit here today, are you aware of any affirmative action taken by the FBI other than telling you they're sorry when you had these calls with them? Defendant, I'm not aware. Attorney, how long did those calls last? Defendant, I don't recall. Attorney, any estimate? Defendant, no. Attorney, what FBI office did you call? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, what state were they in? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, how did you get their information on who to call? Defendant, the internet. So here, first of all, the defendant claimed that she only ever had phone calls with the FBI. However, the defendant has made a post where she said she had a meeting on Justice Way, and that is where the FBI is located in Dallas, Texas. Additionally, she makes multiple claims that she had had contact with the FBI.
But I gotta figure out, do I write my back to my FBI people that I'm supposed to be writing? Or do I show y'all clothes and then really kill it tomorrow?
To the FBI or a cybersecurity agency or blah, blah, blah. And like, I've paid thousands and thousands of dollars and they all tell me exactly what I already knew.
So the defendant has made multiple posts before about being in contact with the FBI, trying to make herself sound more credible and believable. But in fact, all the FBI ever told her was, I'm sorry. My attorney goes on to say, tell me, how many times have you met with the Bartonville police? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, more than once? Defendant, yes. Attorney, more than five times? Defendant, yes. Attorney, related to this incident? Defendant, yes. Attorney, what's your best estimate as to how many times you met with the Bartonville police? Defendant, I do not recall. Attorney, any estimate? Defendant, no. Attorney, tell me the substance of the conversations you had with the Bartonville police. Defendant, I told them what's happening. Attorney, and what was their response? Defendant, they believed it, that it's a civil matter though, unless you can provide technical proof. Attorney, who told you that they believed it? Defendant, the officers and the chief and the sergeant, everybody. Attorney, that was after hearing your side? Defendant, correct, the truth. Among the police report were some emails that the defendant had sent to the Bartonville police. And in these emails, she is expressing frustration handling her complaint. This email dated Monday, November 14th of 2020 says, I've contacted the FBI and the Texas Rangers because I don't feel safe and I don't know what else to do. No one has even spoken to Crystal and that's not okay. It's not fair. And I'm incredibly disappointed. I pray nothing happens to me, but please know that if it does, the opportunity to protect me was there. I know that saying mean things about somebody on the internet is not illegal, but I have provided letters from phone companies and numerous examples of stalking and harassment. I provided character statements from other people who are happy to go on record and state that no one else would even have access to the information that they did. And I don't feel like anything is being done. Someone can look at the cameras on election night and see exactly what time I was there, and you'll probably see H holding my phone in her hand. But again, nothing happens. I just have to pray that she doesn't show up at my house and kill me. Even though every therapist and psychologist and investigator I talked to said that she's only going to get more aggressive. I understand you guys don't have much manpower, but it doesn't take much manpower to help me file a restraining order. She's now suing me for $1 million for posting exactly what y'all said I should, and I'm fighting back. But that's costing me thousands of dollars, and my local police office hasn't even brought her in for questioning. H's statement should be made public to me because she was not a suspect. I was sitting there with her, so I'm not sure why nobody can tell me what she said after I had to leave to pick up my dad. And technically, she's still an employee, and I should be able to know what her side of the story is, but I'm getting no information back. She just gets to roam about and they can say whatever they want and I can do nothing about it and just hope they don't continue to try to hack into our accounts. Our Facebook pages are getting reported every day. Our passwords are having to be changed constantly because our accounts keep being compromised. But just the idea that it had to go this far and no one has even called her into the office to question her about what she's done is incredibly disappointing. I gave you guys two other people, three if you contact former model, but at least two people who would tell you a lot about what's going on, and one said no one has contacted them. I just don't get it. I'll just keep documenting everything, but I'm definitely disappointed. It took nothing but a claim from my neighbor across the street for me to receive a ticket for parking my boutique truck that was being used to move furniture behind my home out of plain sight. I have to go to court for that now, but these girls can say and do whatever they want and break into my accounts and physically and cyber stalk me for years, and they can't even get an interrogation. I just don't get it. At minimum, you could have put some fear into photographer and Steph or even H, but nothing. No one I've ever even met with speaks to me like this. I literally don't know a single person who hates me like this. And while this specifically isn't illegal, if this was your daughter or sister, something would be being done. I appreciate you all, but I'm extremely disappointed. Welcome to Bartonville. You'll get a court date for parking your truck behind your house, even when you don't live in an HOA. But if someone stalks you, breaks into your home cameras or your iCloud accounts, deletes messages, lies on record, and it's crickets. So the defendant is saying that the police believe her and they tell her that they believe her. However, the documents turned over in the Bartonville police report tell a different story. She is clearly frustrated with them as they are clearly not taking any action and she thinks that they should. My attorney goes on to say, as a result of your many visits with the Bartonville Police Department complaining about this incident, they took no criminal action, correct? Defendant, they have not taken criminal action at this time. Attorney, okay, have you spoken with them at any point in time where they indicated that they were going to take any criminal action? Defendant, they said that they would take criminal action if criminal action was necessary. Attorney, okay, and to this day, have they taken any criminal action that you know of? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, when's the last time you spoke with anyone at the Bartonville Police Department? Defendant, a couple of months ago. Attorney, and what did they tell you? Defendant, it had nothing to do with this case. Attorney, say it again. Defendant, it did not have anything to do with this case. Attorney, what did you talk with them about? Defendant, what's the last thing I talked about? Where people were parking to vote. Attorney, when was that? Defendant, a couple of months ago. Attorney, what election? Defendant, the election that just happened. Attorney, the November election? Defendant, no. Attorney, what one? Defendant, it's February. Attorney, where was that? Defendant, in Bartonville. It might be going on right now. Attorney, what ballot is being elected? Defendant, I don't know. We had a casual conversation. I'm just telling you the truth. I would like to point out that she just said that she just spoke with the Bartonville police for the last time a couple of months ago. And then she said that it was an election in February. And this deposition is also in February. So once again, there are inconsistencies with her testimony. My attorney says, I'll object to the portion as non-responsive. Other than a conversation about voter parking in Bartonville with the Bartonville Police Department in February of this year, have you had any other conversations with anyone at the Bartonville Police Department since the last time you spoke with them about this incident? Defendant, I'm trying to think specifically, not that I can recall. Attorney, do you know my former business partner? Defendant, yes. Attorney, when's the first time you had any contact with her? Defendant, I don't recall. Attorney, roughly? Defendant, I don't recall. Attorney, was it in 2021? Defendant, I couldn't tell you. I don't recall. I genuinely do not. Attorney, was it in 2020? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, how many times have you spoken with my former business partner? Then the defendant corrects my attorney's pronunciation of my former business partner's last name and then says, I couldn't tell you. Attorney, do you have any estimate as to how many times you've spoken with my former business partner? Defendant, I do not. She's one of my vendors. Attorney, well, have you ever spoken with my former business partner with respect to any of the allegations in this lawsuit? Defendant, yeah. Attorney, how many times have you spoken with my former business partner regarding this lawsuit? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, tell me everything that my former business partner has told you about Crystal Wrighton. Defendant, we don't talk about Crystal. Attorney, you're sure of that? Defendant, I'm sure of that. Attorney, and you understand there was a confidentiality agreement? Defendant, no. Attorney, you understand that my former business partner is under an order not to talk about anything related to Crystal Wrighton? Defendant, that would make sense because we don't talk about Crystal. The defendant accidentally turned over a Facebook message between herself and my former business partner whenever she turned over the discovery back in October. There was a document that had some other information in it. And at the very end of that information, there was actually a screenshot of a message that the defendant had with my former business partner. This other document didn't have anything to do with my former business partner. And so I do believe that that was sent in error, but it was sent. And on January the 2nd, of 2021 at 8:05 p.m., my former business partner answered a message from the defendant. The defendant had written, P.S., she's currently suing me for $1 million, and the only single reason in her suit is because in March I said she was a size 16 and not a 12. Her attorney said, don't you have an insurance policy that would cover this? Not happening. My business partner responds and says, I just saw this, defendant. I'm so, so sorry. I don't use Messenger. Are you still being sued? I'll text you. So the defendant has just said that she and my former business partner do not speak about me, but clearly in this message, they are speaking about me and also implying that they will have further communication about me, even though the defendant is saying under oath that she did not. My attorney goes on to say, it's your testimony here today that never have you and my former business partner ever spoken of anything about Crystal Wrighton. Defendant, I have told what's happened to me in all of this. She does not talk to me about Crystal. Attorney, okay, so you have spoken with her about Crystal Wrighton, correct? correct? Defendant, I've told her what's going on. Attorney, okay. And how many times have you had conversations with my former business partner where you told her things that were going on with Crystal Wrighton? Defendant, I just told her what happened when it first happened. We don't talk about Crystal. She won't, but now I know why. Attorney, okay. And today, as we speak, is the first time you knew anything about a confidentiality order. Defendant, well, I thought something had to be there because she never talks about, she never says anything back. Crystal has said before that she wasn't allowed to talk to anybody because she got money for suing her, but she didn't say specifically what it was. My attorney says, I'll object as non-responsive. H's attorney has the same objection. Attorney, have you gained any information through my former business partner or anyone at her company with respect to Crystal Wrighton? Defendant, no. I would like to pause here because later in this deposition, we are currently on page 133, and on page 141 through 143, there is more discussion about this, and the defendant talks about some things that my former employees at the company with my former business partner had said about me. But here she is saying that she has not gained any information through my ex-business partner or anyone at that company with respect to me. So that is clearly another lie. At this point, we take a break. And once we've come back from the break, my attorney says, are you familiar with? And then my attorney refers to the employee that is sort of the center of the controversy of the Christmas Village Cord. This is the employee slash friend of defendant that I had talked to at one point because this employee was upset because of the distance between she and the defendant. And the defendant had told H at one point, I don't care if I ever talk to her again. This employee had thought that she had done something wrong to the defendant. I was friends with this employee. And so I was really upset that that was going on behind the scenes. And ultimately, I ended up telling her about what the defendant had said. And that has contributed to so much of this drama. So that is the employee that he is referring to. So I'm just going to call her employee for right now. My attorney said, are you familiar with employee? Defendant, yeah. Attorney, and is she employee of yours? Defendant, she was. Attorney, when did she last work for you? Defendant, the summertime. Attorney, summer of 21. Defendant, what year are we in? Yep. Attorney, why is she no longer with you? Defendant, she didn't have childcare during the summer. Attorney, have you ever accused anyone of trolling on this employee? Defendant, no. Attorney, have you ever made any comments or references to anyone, any trolling with respect to this employee? Then the defendant corrects the pronunciation of the last name of this employee and says, what do you mean? Attorney, I'm saying, are you aware of any facts or information where you were ever involved in discussions with respect to trolling and this employee? Once again, the defendant corrects the pronunciation of this employee's last name and then says, and I think the answer you want me to say is yes. Both my attorney and H's attorney say objection non-responsive. And then my attorney says, the only answer I can assure you through this whole deposition is I only have two requests, that you be responsive and that you tell the truth. So what are you aware of or have you been aware of or involved in with respect to this employee and trolling? Defendant, I don't understand the question. Attorney, are you familiar with anything related to trolling and this employee? Once again, the defendant corrects the pronunciation and then says, and yes. Attorney, and what is that that you're aware of? Defendant, that a conversation that I had with employee was also a conversation that I had with H. And then that same conversation ended up on the hate blog that night. Attorney, did you confront this employee about whether she posted anything on any hate blog? Defendant, did I confront her? No. Attorney, did you communicate with her in any way with respect to her involvement with any posting? Defendant, yes. Attorney, and what did she tell you? Defendant, that it obviously wasn't her. So whenever the defendant was with H at the police station, they talked about this post. She's referring to the Christmas Village Cord post. Whenever they were discussing this post, H's mom made the comment, well, you posted about that. So anybody could have said that. And it really upset the defendant. The defendant even talked about it in the footage on November the 9th, whenever the Bartonville police were at her home.
His mom was like saying this too. Well, it shows everybody everything on social media, so it could have been anyone. Again, where I'm like, are we not here because we're on the same side trying to focus on someone else? Why are we saying like, why are we trying to cast this doubt? Like, I already know.
Additionally, you've heard in a prior episode from the person who actually made that post. So not only did I not make the post about the Christmas Village Cord, H did not make the post about the Christmas Village Cord, and this employee also did not make the post about the Christmas Village Cord. Mm-hmm. My attorney goes on to say, are you familiar with Alice Wright? Defendant, yes. Attorney, who is that? Defendant, the owner of Gomi, I believe. Attorney, are you aware of any posts about Alice Wright on Gomi about your wholesale prices? Defendant, no. Attorney, do you believe that there's been any contact with Crystal Wrighton and your husband with respect to either the divorce or this lawsuit? Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay, tell me about that. Defendant's attorney says, objection form. My attorney says, I'll rephrase that. Tell me what you believe has been any communication between Crystal Wrighton and your husband regarding the divorce or this lawsuit. Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, well, tell me what you base your opinion on that there has been some communication between the two of them. Defendant, Crystal and H are listed as my husband's witness in this divorce. Attorney, anything else? Defendant, that's all I need. Attorney, anything else? Defendant, no. I was questioned about this in my deposition on July the 7th of 2022. And in my deposition, I said, I was very shocked when I found out on February 15th of this year at the defendant's deposition that I was listed as a witness on her husband's divorce case. I was shocked. Defendant's attorney said, have you ever spoken with him about any topic that you might be available to testify for on his behalf? And I said, not that I can think of. The defendant's attorney said, I'll ask the same question, just kind of massage it a little. Have you ever talked to an attorney who represented him about anything you might testify to? And I said, no. Her attorney said, okay. And then I said, I have had no contact with her husband since September 2nd of 2020 in any way, shape, or form, or any representative of him. Does that help? Her attorney said, sounds pretty firm to me. And I said, thank you. My attorney goes on to say, are you familiar with Inc. 5000? Defendant, yes. Attorney, are you a member of Inc. 5000? Defendant, it's not something you can be a member of. Then the defendant says, did I receive the award? My attorney says, are you affiliated with by receiving an award with Inc. 5000? Defendant, yes. Attorney, and did you have to provide all of your financial information at the time to Inc. 5000? Defendant, no. Attorney, did you provide any of your financial information to Inc. 5000? Defendant, yes. Attorney, and what did you provide? Defendant, my tax returns. Attorney, anything else? Defendant, I do not believe so. Attorney, when was that? Defendant, at the time of the award. Attorney, and what year was that? Defendant, 2018. Attorney, and is the information, the financials that you provided to Inc. 5000, do those become part of public record for people to review? Defendant, your yearly sales revenue, I think, is the only part that's public. Attorney, a portion of your sales of your financial information with your company was provided to Inc. 5000, which you agree becomes public record, correct? Defendant, correct. Attorney, do you know Steph? Defendant, yes. Attorney, who is that? Defendant, an old employee. Attorney, and what does she know about this incident? Defendant, what incident? Attorney, this lawsuit. Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, to your knowledge, does she know anything about this lawsuit? Defendant, not to my knowledge. Attorney, any of the facts that give rise to this lawsuit? Defendant, not to my knowledge. Attorney, do you have any current contact with? Then he talks about the employee that I went to the day that I quit and said, if you hear any nonsense about me after I'm gone, please use your own brain and determine for yourself if you think that information would be true. Defendant said, she has. Attorney says, what has she told you? Defendant said, she said that Crystal told her she was never going to work for a narcissist again, and I have a written statement from her. I don't remember her exact words. It's already been produced, actually. This email was produced, and I have read it in a prior episode. I will link it in the episode notes again. My attorney says, who is, and then lists one of my former employees that works for my ex-business partner. Defendant says, I couldn't tell you. I would like to point out that this employee was in the defendant's home and made a live video with her. My attorney goes on to say, who is, and then lists another former employee that was also in the defendant's home during a live video, and that employee also worked with my ex-business partner. Defendant says, what's her name? That's ex-business partner's like employee or something. She used to work with Crystal. Attorney, have you spoken with either of those people in any way related to this lawsuit? Defendant, I don't know who the first one is. My attorney says, I assume she is someone associated with my former business partner. Defendant, okay, I have not spoken with this person. My attorney says, have you spoken with the other person? Then the defendant says, hold on. There's some confusion, and suddenly she realizes that she does know who she is. Then my attorney says, have you spoken with either of these people about anything related to this lawsuit? Defendant says, yes. Attorney, and to both of them, defendant, yes. Attorney, tell me everything that one of the women told you about anything related to Crystal Wrighton. Please recall that on page 133, the defendant said that she had gained no knowledge of me through my former business partner or through my former business partner's company. That would include her employees. However, here she says, they used to work with her and they aren't fans. I mean, I don't know. I've told them what's happening on my end and they said that's par for the course. Attorney, okay. Defendant, not in those explicit terms, but in a generalization. Attorney says, tell me everything that you recall that one of them said about Crystal Wrighton. Defendant, I couldn't tell you specific conversations. Attorney, and generally? Defendant, we don't make a habit. Attorney, generally. Defendant, I couldn't tell you a general conversation. Attorney, can you tell us anything whatsoever about the conversation that you had regarding Crystal Wrighton? Defendant, just that she's not fun to be around, that she's a narcissist, that she's difficult to work with, and that she's just not a good person because I was fooled for a long time. Attorney, anything else? Defendant, no. Attorney, tell me everything that the other employee has said to you with respect to Crystal Wrighton. Defendant, kind of just along the same lines. Attorney, tell me what this employee said about Crystal Wrighton to you. Defendant, I couldn't tell you a specific sentence even. Attorney, generally? Defendant, just that she wasn't a pleasant person and that she has a problem with telling the truth and taking advantage of people, but they wouldn't give specifics, which I wish they did. Attorney, and your understanding is that these people were both employed by my former business partner. Defendant, yes. Attorney, did former business partner tell you I can't talk to you about Crystal, but talk to these two employees and they can give you the story? Defendant says she did not. Attorney says, did she direct you in any way to either of these employees? And then the defendant said she did not. However, I will pause here. My former business partner's attorney told my attorney that my former business partner directed the defendant directly to one of the employees that she is being asked about right now. So yet another lie in her deposition regarding what transpired with my former business partner and my former employees. My attorney goes on to say, how did you come into contact with this person? Defendant, she's the manager for my former company and I carry their line in my store. Attorney, how did you come in contact with the other employee? Defendant, she was with the other one. Attorney, who is one of the defendant's friends? And then the defendant says, one of my best friends. Attorney, what does she know about this incident or this lawsuit? Defendant, she knows what happened. Attorney, when you say she knows what happened, does she have any personal knowledge of that or is it all based on what you told her? Defendant, I mean, she has personal knowledge of Crystal and she has personal knowledge of things that Crystal or that I have told her since that I have told Crystal. Attorney, okay, tell me what she personally knows that's not a result of something you told her about Crystal or this lawsuit. Defendant, she had her own friendship with Crystal as well. Attorney, okay. In your opinion, how is that related to this incident? Defendant, well, she's probably one of the most discerning and honest person or people I've ever met. And she stayed with Crystal several times when she would come down to Texas from South Dakota. So I feel like she's a very good judge of character. Attorney, and did she express to you what she thought about Crystal? Defendant, yes. Attorney, and what was that? Defendant, when all this stuff was happening. Attorney, and what did she say? Defendant, I'll pray for you. I'm sorry. You're not crazy. Attorney, what did she say about Crystal, if anything? Defendant, this is awful. That those are exact words that she uses, that I was there when that conversation happened, those types of things. Attorney, what conversations between you and Crystal? Defendant, Attorney, is that a yes? Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay, who is one of the defendant's friends slash sometimes an employee? Defendant says, oh, she used to be an employee. She's a good friend of mine. Attorney, what does she know about this lawsuit? Defendant, she knows what's happening. Attorney, other than what you have told her or secondhand information, does she have any firsthand information regarding this complaint? Defendant, she works specifically with Crystal at our pop-ups for the company. Attorney, and do you know what she knows, if anything, that's relevant to this lawsuit? Defendant, yeah, she's had private conversations with Crystal. She's had private conversations with me. She's been privy to conversations between Crystal and I. I would like to pause here. The last two people that the defendant has been asked about, she has said that those people are aware of conversations that the defendant and I had, that the defendant only had with me. However, if the defendant has told them about these conversations, I therefore am not the only person who would know that information. My attorney goes on to say, what were those conversations that you believe are relevant to this lawsuit? Defendant, well, several of the things that are repeated on the internet. Attorney, anything else? Defendant, no. Attorney, who is Steph? Defendant, she's an old employee of mine. Attorney, do you still have any contact with her? Defendant, I have not. Attorney, what does she know about this lawsuit? Defendant, I don't know. Attorney, why did you list her as a person with knowledge of relevant facts of this case? Defendant, well, because I've never had a problem with Steph, and she just seemingly disappeared the day that Crystal did, and I don't believe the circumstances by which she just vanished, and she definitely has knowledge of H's treatment of Steph and Crystal's for that matter. I would like to point out that Steph did not disappear the same day that I did. Steph resigned on August 24th of 2020, and I texted the defendant about this, and she responded. So she knows that Steph did not vanish the same day that I did. Moving on, my attorney asks about a former model. Defendant says she used to be a model. Attorney, so what does she know about this lawsuit? Defendant, I do not know. Attorney, why did you list her as a person with knowledge of this lawsuit? Defendant, because she was there the day Crystal walked out. Attorney, who is former photographer? Defendant, H's boyfriend's sister, my old photographer. Attorney, what do you believe she knows about this case? Defendant, she was also there the day that Crystal walked out, and they had conversations in the photography area that weren't relayed back to me by H. Attorney, what were those conversations? Defendant, conversations about why Crystal was leaving that I was told by H was a different reason. Attorney, what reason did H give you for Crystal's leaving? Defendant, she said she had no idea. Attorney, what reason did photographer give you? Defendant, well, H actually wrote a police statement to Bartonville that you guys had been furnished with that provided that information. Both my attorney and H's attorney objected as non-responsive. Then my attorney says, what did photographer tell you with respect to why Crystal left? Defendant, the same thing that H wrote, well, that she wasn't happy and that I was a horrible person and that I was a narcissist and all these things that I never knew. My attorney asks about another person that the defendant listed on her list of people with relevant knowledge facts. Defendant says, one of my good friends. Attorney, and what does he know about this? Defendant, it's a woman. Attorney, I'm sorry, she know about this. Defendant, she knows what's going on. Attorney, you made reference to she had knowledge of a Gomi post made about you. Defendant, yes. Attorney, meaning she read them. Defendant, yes. Attorney, nothing about who made them. Defendant, no. She's privy to some of the conversations that I've had with maybe just Crystal and this person in the room. Or as soon as I had the conversation with Crystal, I would tell this person something about my day that lined up a year later. I would like to once again point out the defendant is saying that the information posted on the internet is information that only I would have been told. But she has admitted now three separate times with three separate people that these people would be privy to the information that she only told me. Therefore, I am not the only person that would have known this information. However, none of this alleged information was ever turned over, and it can't be because these are made up lies. My attorney continues and is asking yet again about the employee that I was close with that the defendant said she never cared if she talked to her again. Defendant says, Attorney, who is this? Defendant, a good friend of mine. Attorney, what does she know about this case? Defendant, she had direct conversations with Crystal and H. Her and H did not have a good relationship. She started to talk to Crystal more frequently, and she would tell me that Crystal would vent about her job. Again, stuff that I had never heard before. And they would talk to each other a lot on the phone, and then H confirmed that by saying that they FaceTimed for an hour every day. Attorney, what sort of things did she tell you that Crystal complained about? Defendant, that I was a horrible person and that I was a narcissist and that she hated me and that I didn't know how to run a business, but I was never conveyed that information until H told me. Attorney, when did you first find that out? Defendant, the week of November 3rd, which is Tuesday, so I guess the week of November 2nd, that's when I found out most of this. Attorney, who is, and then he lists the defendant's attorney friend that she talks about often, the attorney friend that she took H to and bombarded H with this theory and then lied to her and told her that the FBI had confirmed that I had 9 profiles on Gomi. Defendant says, I brought H to her office on November 3rd to try and figure out what was happening, how to protect H from Crystal, what do we need to do in the future, like not from a legal perspective, just from ask somebody who I trusted because I didn't know I'd ever need an attorney. Attorney says, who is defendant's best friend? Defendant says, my best friend. Attorney, what does she know about this? Defendant, everything. And she loved H too. Then my attorney asks about another friend. Defendant, yes, good friend, very close. Then he asks about another friend. Defendant says, another really good friend. Attorney, what does she know about this incident? Defendant, same thing. We've been friends for almost 10 years. Attorney, say it again. Defendant, the last three you mentioned, we've all been friends for almost a decade together, so they are like the girls I would talk to the most about everything going on, and they were around a lot. H and I were together often, so they were around a lot when she was around. Attorney, who is another friend and customer of the defendant's, and this is also the person who I was talking with in one of the messages that the defendant turned over in discovery about the difficult situation with the defendant's father, and this friend was asking me how to help, and I told her, shop and share the store information. Defendant says, this is one of my best friends. Attorney, what does she know? Defendant, everything. Attorney, I'm sorry. Defendant, she knows what's going on. Attorney, everything you've told her? Defendant, she was around for a lot of conversations, spent a lot of time at my house. A lot of time with H, a lot of time with me, a lot of time with Crystal. Then my attorney asks about another friend. Defendant says, another good friend. Attorney, what does she know about this incident? Defendant, I've told her what had happened. Attorney, does she have any personal knowledge rather than what you've told her? Defendant, yeah, she's around. All those people have been around both of these women and me numerous times. Attorney, who is, and then he talks about someone who was a customer of the defendant's that went to Africa with the defendant. And the defendant says, another good friend. Attorney, what does she know about this incident? Defendant, I didn't tell her a lot of stuff because she's kind of an older lady. She was a customer for a long time and we became closer around 2019. But I try not to keep her, like she's kind of old. You don't want to be like telling her, you don't want her to worry for you, you know? Attorney, so why is she listed as a person with knowledge of this case? Defendant, because they asked me for people who knew me, H, and Crystal. Attorney, who is one of the defendant's customers? Defendant says, another customer that's also a friend. Attorney, and what does she know about this case? Defendant, she's been around me, H, and Crystal several times. Attorney, who is defendant's former operations manager? Defendant, my old assistant. Attorney, man or woman? Defendant, a woman. Attorney, what does she know about this incident? Defendant, a lot. She was my old assistant. She's still a very active part of my life. We're very, very close still. She's been around Crystal and H. She knows both of them very well. So when I let go of the former operations manager, Crystal kind of not took her place, but took her place. Went from being the former operations manager was an executive assistant. Crystal was the supposed to be the operations manager. Attorney, why did you let this employee go? Defendant, because that's a long story, but because I was being told things that weren't necessarily the truth. Well, to put it frank, because Crystal tried to make me think that she was just had a different personality than what I knew. And I just never should have done that. I would like to pause here. The defendant fired her former operations manager before I worked for her. When the defendant texted me to tell me that she needed a new operations manager, and I've read this text message in a prior episode, she said, if you think it's acceptable for an operations manager to be in a group text message with five of my ex-employees that she has not seen or spoke to in more than 2 years until now has had nothing positive to say about, that's a problem. If you can do that, that's a problem. Don't do profanity that would make me question my loyalty to you. So I shouldn't have to question that. And then I said the eyes emoji and wow. And then the defendant said, so I made choices I had to. Not fun, but I have to worry about the ship and not just the sailors. In another message, the defendant said, the crazy thing is I hired a consultant to come in and talk to my staff and investigate everybody's jobs and see what they're doing and what they're not doing. And not surprisingly to me, but apparently surprising everyone else, the operations manager didn't have anything on her plate except for entering a cost price for 1 hour every day. So when I say I've been doing it myself, now we have a written report that shows the same thing. So really, time is of the essence, but not really because it's just less work for me. So she was explaining further why she needed an operations manager and told me that she had a consultant that basically told her that this person wasn't doing anything. But here in this deposition and on social media, she has tried to paint the picture that I am the reason that she fired this person. And I clearly was not. Then my attorney asks about another employee that I actually worked with. Defendant says, well, she's a sometimes employee. She'll work during the summertime, but we're good friends. Attorney, what does she know? Defendant, we go to church together. Attorney, what does she know about this incident? Defendant, she worked with Crystal a lot. She worked with H a lot. Our kids go to church together on Wednesday nights. attorney. You'd agree that the final report from the Bartonville Police Department found that they've exhausted all resources in this case and have not found any crimes that have been committed. If any other evidence is presented by anyone involved, they would research all leads and concerns. That's the last thing from Bartonville, correct? Defendant, I mean, to me, it's still an active investigation. I don't know. Did it say final? Because we're still, I definitely wouldn't say it's over. My attorney says, I'll read it to you again. From Bartonville, I have exhausted all resources in this case and have not found any crimes that have been committed. If any other evidence is presented by anyone involved, I will research all leads and concerns. Are you aware of any documents after the report from when you originally made the complaint? Defendant says, that I've presented to Bartonville? Yes. Attorney, okay, what is that? Defendant, most recently, my husband's witness list, listing Crystal and H as one of four witnesses for my divorce. Attorney, has there been any reinstitution of any research or investigations in the leads and concerns? Defendant, I would say yes. Attorney, okay, and what is that? Defendant, that we're still investigating. Attorney, and who is we? Defendant, myself. Then my attorney says, I'm asking about the Bartonville Police Department. Defendant, well, be clear. You said who is we. Attorney, what have they done to research all leads and concerns since they wrote their final report? Defendant, I couldn't tell you what they've done. You can ask them. My attorney says, I'll object to the portion as non-responsive. Who are these ladies in this picture? And then she is shown in Exhibit 3, a photo of herself and a person who used to model for the defendant. This person also worked at Sprint T-Mobile. She was good friends with the defendant and submitted an email that I've read in an earlier episode repeating the defendant's false and defamatory narrative about hacking. This person also has physically threatened me on many of the defendant's social media posts. Defendant says, one of my good friends. Attorney, tell me about your friendship with this person. Defendant, I did not write that on the picture and I did not post the picture with that writing over it. What she's referencing is on the screen, my legal team had written the words Apple expert so that during the deposition, it would be clear to my attorney questioning the defendant, the relation that this person had in the case. Defendant says, but if you're going to submit that into evidence, that's not something that I posted yesterday. I posted the picture by itself, not the words. My attorney and H's attorney both object as non-responsive. Defendant says, you can say whatever you want. That's gross. Attorney, have you ever represented, what is this person's last name? And then the defendant says it. Attorney, have you ever represented to anyone that this person was your Apple expert? Defendant, she's an Apple expert. Attorney, was your expert on any of the technical components of who posted what and whether Crystal Wrighton posted anything anywhere? Defendant, not that I know of. I don't know what you mean. Attorney, does this person have any background and training or experience that could be remotely considered an IT type expert? Defendant, yeah. Attorney, okay, have you ever talked to her about investigating in any way whether Crystal Wrighton was associated with any of the sites or persons or names that posted anything negative about you? Defendant, to answer your specific question, no. Attorney, okay. Are you aware of any conversations whatsoever or communications whatsoever where this person was ever spoken to or communicated with in any way with respect to being an IT person to investigate anything in this lawsuit? Defendant, yes. Attorney, okay. And what was that? Defendant, I believe that was when H's MacBook was signed into my iCloud account. Attorney, well, was that email conversation, was that a spoken conversation? Was that a text? Defendant, it was an email that you've been produced with. Attorney, okay. Both my attorney and H's attorney object as non-responsive. And then the defendant says, that's exactly what it was. My attorney then says, so the only role that this person would have with respect to any investigation of any IT or technology type issues would be one incident with H's computer, correct? Defendant, whatever it says on that document that was produced was the extent. My attorney says, I appreciate that, but that's not my question. Defendant says, I cannot answer that question. My attorney says, object is non-responsive, and I'll ask you again. To your knowledge, as you sit here today, has this person's involvement in anything related to whether Crystal Wrighton was associated with any of the posts that you complain about, did that include anything other than on one occasion, her doing something with H's computer? Defendant, no. Attorney, has this person ever referenced to you that things were deleted off your iCloud, possibly by Crystal? Defendant, I would have to read her exact email to answer that truthfully. Attorney, okay. Defendant, but you've been produced it. My attorney objects as non-responsive and then says, as you sit here today, thinking back on anything, involvement that this person has in this incident related to this case, are you aware of any information that would indicate that she ever took the position that anything was deleted from any of your information or your accounts by Crystal Wrighton? Defendant, I do not know. At this point in time, my attorney passes the witness to H's attorney, and H's attorney starts questioning the defendant. Next time on False and Defamatory. Like, I just loved her. Attorney, what facts do you have that show that Crystal was manipulating H? She was my best friend, the person I trusted more than anybody in the whole world, and now she's an intervener in the same girl's lawsuit that she just told me was talking horrible about me on the internet. And then H's attorney says, well, in fact, the first time you talked to H about it, you told her that the FBI had already confirmed that Crystal was posting these things. Attorney, and what were her job responsibilities? Defendant, everything. Attorney, what does that mean? I mean, describe that. Defendant, she's like my number one. Attorney, what is included in that? Defendant, like she makes magic happen. H's attorney, I'm going to object as non-responsive because I have to. And what about H and Crystal? Do you believe they are in active conversation or collusion? Defendant, I believe that H is trying to protect herself, and I know that she got too far involved and does not know how to get out of it. H's attorney says objection non-responsive, and then says, what facts do you have? Defendant says, those are facts. Attorney, well, as you sit here today, what do you think she deleted or altered other than the messages on the phone? Defendant says, my heart tells me she tried to stay away from this stuff since then because she knows I'm not going to quit. Attorney, you know what your heart tells you is just not evidence. I'm sorry. Defendant, I don't have any facts to know she's involved or not involved. The same original post from November 13th of 2020, where the entire post is directed to H and I. So here she's attempting to rewrite history in a bunch of word salad, but in reality, she was talking about H and I, named us in the post, says y'all. So a person of ordinary intelligence would conclude that she was talking about H and I. Defendant, it was my opinion. Attorney, anywhere in that statement, do you say anywhere that it's your opinion? Defendant, I feel like that would be a given. It's my private Instagram account. Attorney, so the answer is no. As I have previously discussed, and as we have previously heard from the person who actually made this post, none of this is true. H wasn't trying to frame anyone. It was not uncommon for someone to think, how are you going to power a Christmas village in the middle of your foyer when there is no plug? Do you believe you've produced all the documents responsive to that request? Defendant says, I feel like so, yes. So request number 5 is asking for the defendant to provide any supporting documentation that H or I have posted about the defendant on Gomi. And the defendant says that yes, she believes that she has produced all of that. Nothing was ever turned over. And you understand that the testimony you give here today has the same weight and effect as if it were in a court of law giving it live, correct? Defendant, yes, correct. And then H's attorney says, and that if you don't tell the truth, it can be perjury, correct? Defendant, absolutely. Attorney, and perjury is a crime, right? And defendant says, correct. Yet another inconsistency in her deposition, which arguably could be considered perjury. And all of this testimony was happening on the same day, just within hours. So it seems like from 1 hour to the next, she can't recall what her narrative is because it changes so frequently.
The False and Defamatory podcast is hosted, edited, and produced by me, Crystal Wrighton, with music by Harry B. Ragsdale, who also serves as my audio engineer. First and foremost, I would like to thank my guests who generously shared their time and insight with us. I would also like to thank my husband, my mom, my children, my therapist, my attorneys, and trusted friends who walked with me through this process and made this podcast possible. Being able to finally speak the truth is incredibly healing, and I appreciate you listening more than I could accurately express. If you would like to continue receiving my latest episodes and stay up to date with my content, please subscribe to the False and Defamatory podcast on your preferred podcast platform and follow False and Defamatory on social media with the handle @FalseAndDefamatory. Links to False and Defamatory social media, as well as my blog, can be found in the episode notes and on falseanddefamatory.com. Listening to the False and Defamatory podcast is free on most platforms. However, if you prefer a video podcast or would like to see the documents discussed in the podcast shown on screen, you can subscribe to my Patreon, where you will enjoy these benefits as well as early access, bonus content, and ad-free listening. The defendant spread her false and defamatory claims to hundreds of thousands of followers for more than 2 years. My goal is to share the truth so it can reach each person who heard her lies. By sharing this podcast, you can help me achieve that goal. Your support means everything to me and helps me reach a wider audience. So please hit that subscribe button and share this podcast with those you think would benefit from it. Thank you again for sharing and for listening. All social media posts referenced in this podcast were included in the evidence in case number 096-321-67820 in the 96th District Court of Tarrant County, Texas, where the jury unanimously ruled in my favor on August 24th, 2022. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the False and Defamatory podcast does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Views and opinions expressed by the guests are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the view of the False and Defamatory podcast or Crystal Wrighton. Please do not make any attempts to reach out to the defendant or her followers. Names have been redacted to protect the privacy of the defendant and her army of followers who commented on her public posts. The unanimous jury verdict has not only provided me with justice, but also allows me to share my story. The purpose of this podcast is to share the truth and to provide educational content regarding defamation and social media. If you have any questions about this or to view the documents discussed in this episode, please visit falseanddefamatory.com.